You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Oh, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to episode 25 of my Peeping Light podcast. I'm so excited. Can you hear? There's so much going on with me that is positive that I can't contain my energy. My energy is just as big. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm whole, and I'm just glad that I get to share myself and I get to share this time with you. And I'm just grateful for you to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Right, so episode 25 of my Peeping Light podcast is on transformation. Transforming yourself into the version of you that you wish you could be, or that you think you should be, or that you prefer to be instead of what you are right now. So I am in the process of transforming myself, and as usual, you get my story. So when we come back, we'll talk about transformation more. Transformation is so relevant in this day and age. Transforming ourselves into the person that we want to be. Transforming ourselves into the person that our mother wants us to be, or that our boss wants us to be, or that our children want us to be, or our spouse wants us to be. We're always trying to transform, to change, to adapt. So it's a relevant topic. It's very relevant. And I have been going through a process of transformation of late. I guess I'm always going through a process of transformation. But lately, I have been preparing my mind for the longest time. I think it's been about a month now of mental preparation, where I've been preparing my mind to let go of bad habits. And my biggest bad habit that I needed to let go of was smoking. So I'm not your average smoker. We are a smoker, a pack of cigarettes a day. It was more like a pack a week. And it was just a crutch that I picked up again because I've given it up so many times. It's just when my emotional state declines, for some reason, that becomes my crutch. And I've done the mental preparation and I have finally stopped. And the thing is, I know the difference that it makes in my life when I don't indulge in this ridiculously smelly activity. My energy is up. My taste buds are back intact. I can smell. My fingers don't smell. My clothes don't, you know. And even though I'm not puffing away regularly, like the whole day, all day, and it might just be a morning and an evening cigarette or whatever it may be or was, it still affects me. I can still smell it on myself. I can still smell it on my clothes, my breath. And what I found was that my energy in the morning dips after I've had a cigarette. And so stopping that habit has transformed me into my usual self, because I am back to being my full energetic self in the mornings, every morning. And I'm happy to be rid of something that I know isn't good for me. And I'm also happy to be rid of the things that triggered me into going back to the smoking. So I know that many people struggle with many different things. And I know that nobody's perfect. And smoking is an addiction, yes. And there are many people that are out there that are struggling to give up things that they know are bad for them. And as much as I particularly don't put smoking on the list of alcoholic addictions and drug addictions, because I think it's just because of my experience of it, where I am able to just stop for however long I need to stop for. Because of the mental preparation. But what I need to work on is transforming my crutch into something else. So that emotional crush that I have when I am destabilized emotionally needs to fall on something else. I need to find a healthy habit to indulge in when my emotions are tested and my buttons are pushed. But for now, where I am is I am energized, I'm ready, and I'm in the process of mentally preparing myself to start exercising and to start getting my chest back in working order. I took a walk I took a 1.4 kilometer walk today. And when your fitness level is reduced to being so out of breath after walking for 700 kilometers one way and 700 kilometers another way, just to go to a shop, 700 kilometers, wow, 700 meters, my humblest apologies, 700 meters, then it's a wake-up call. I've let it slide for too long. I've let it go for too long. I think it's been since February since I've last exercised properly. I've last gone for either a short run or a long walk or exercise. The last time I indulged properly in my health and in my fitness was in February. So it's about time that I got back to it, and nobody's perfect. Nobody's looking for perfection, or at least I'm not looking for perfection, and I'm not perfect, and all I can do is the best that I can with what I have. And right now I've taken a few steps forward, and hopefully within the next few weeks and months there will be more steps taken forward. So we'll be walking soon, we'll be jogging soon, and hopefully my fitness will be up by a lot. So the transformation that I am trying to take is not only a mental transformation, it's a mental transformation, a physical transformation, and I'm trying to get my health up. My health needs to transform because I feel like the inflammation in my body has increased, and I just feel like there's a lot happening that doesn't need to be happening, and I can control it. I had a conversation with somebody the other day with regards to, they are trying to grasp at things that are out of their control. The only thing that they can control is themselves. And the choices that other people make around them are really not in their control. And so they can't drive themselves crazy trying to stop people from being who they are, trying to stop people from behaving the way they want to behave. The only thing that you can do is control you. The only thing that you can do is do what's good for you. So if you are the one on the wrong path, then you can control that. You can change your own path if you take the necessary steps. And that's what I've been doing. I've been focusing less on what's happening around me and focusing more on me, internalizing everything and looking at what I can control, what I can change, what I need to change. And I think the key is one thing at a time, because when you start juggling everything all at once, I'm not going to stop smoking, go on a diet, start running, and become this crazy health person all in the space of one day. I understand and I know that I will not be able to keep up with that. I can only do one thing at a time. And once I conquer the one, then I can move to the next. That's how I operate. You might be Superwoman or Superman and you can just do all the things. And that is amazing. Kudos to you. But I cannot. But what I can do is transform myself one tiny thing at a time, take one step forward, and congratulate myself for that step forward. There are so many things that are working out for me, and it's all due to baby steps. Baby steps forward. So, this is my Peeping Light podcast, and you are listening to myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, on episode 25. I'll be right back to read to you the blog post, obviously, that I wrote on tamstermay.com, and then we'll have a short talk. Thank you for listening. Okie dokie. I am back. Let's do this transformation blog post on tamstermay.com, written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, just for you, to spread some love and light. So here goes. It appears this transformation I'm currently in the middle of has reached a comfortable momentum. I genuinely struggled to get the push I needed to lift off the ground. Who knew that the weight of my old habits would be so heavy? But I did the work and I finally made the progress mentally and took the action physically to get this process going. What process am I on about? The process of living to my fullest potential, where my life doesn't feel like a nightmare every time I wake up. Instead, I wake up to looking forward to the day and what it will bring. I really did struggle to get myself back to a point of pushing my bad habits out the way. Smoking, for one, the worst one. I finally got my mind right and have let the stupid habit go. It's definitely the worst one because it affected my health and my energy and limited me physically. Look, I wasn't a smoker where I was buying packets of cigarettes a day. I was more like a packet a week kind of smoker because I had stopped. You're right, I had stopped, but that's not what it says here. It says I had stopped before, and I know the benefits of cleaning out my system from all the junk that comes with smoking. Anyway, now that I'm well on my way with this rotten habit behind me, I can start looking into the next challenge to tackle, and that is my fitness. This I've neglected terribly during the last few months, but I'm going to get cracking on my walks, starting small and building myself back to running just a little bit. My body definitely needs it. My soul is craving for it too. It's funny how when you're stressed out, or when I am stressed out, or when something affects me negatively, I start a habit that pulls me down even further. And I stop the one thing that actually helps me. I don't understand it. It is definitely a type of self-sabotage. I see it clearly. The great thing about me making these changes, though, this time, is that nobody has told me that I have to do it. Nobody is dragging me out of my house to go for a walk. I'm choosing this all on my own, knowing that the reward is living a lighter life with more energy and clarity because I'm doing the things that I know my body responds well to. I've also taken a few classes last month to put some healthy information in my head. I did a 5-day course with Jay Shetty and another 5-day course with Peter Sage. I like to mix and match the people I receive information from because I prefer to see the world from all perspectives, not just the voice of one person. It helps me to filter out what doesn't work for me or what doesn't apply to my dreams and vision for my life. But it also helps me to see how important it is to be true to who I am. Each individual has a message from their own experiences, and that message can only be delivered by that individual in their authenticity. Not everyone will receive a message like they wish to, but not everybody was meant to. Everyone is on a different level of understanding, and each message reaches people on the level that they are on. I love that my eyes have been open to accepting that my message is not meant to be received by everyone. Only by those that are on the right level of understanding to receive it. The important thing is that I am on the right level of authentically delivering my understanding and what I've learned along the way to you. The key here is sharing myself so that you can see that you don't have to be perfect to be happy. You can be giving up shitty habits too. And you can be pushing yourself to get off the couch too, because you know you deserve better. It's all about finding love for yourself in a way that you see fit. What works for me may not work for you, and that is okay. The key is to find those things that push you to be a better you and stop those things that hold you back. What I know for sure is it all starts in your mind. If you do the mental preparation and the work to get yourself going before you even start with the physical process, by the time your mind is ready to launch, your body just moves automatically with it. As long as my mind tells me I can't, then I won't. And as long as my mind treats me like I'm the enemy, then I will remain my own worst enemy. Start with your mind. Listen to your thoughts. Make an assessment of how you speak to yourself daily. Therein lies the key to your breakthrough. It's going to take a long time to rectify what needs to be rectified, but boy, oh boy, is the feeling of accomplishment worth it once you reach each little milestone. I will never pretend to be perfect, not on this platform or on any platform. I have tried and failed so many times that I've lost count, but I will never stop trying to be free of trauma, free of bondage, and free of the negative voices in my head that keep trying to tell me to sit down when I have so much to say. My internal transformation is not a pretty sight. It's a battle of the old me and the new me fighting to the death. It's ugly and it's vicious, but I will win this fight, or I will die trying. And that's a given, because nobody gets out of this one alive. Nobody, not a single body. We just have to keep fighting to live the best lives we can with what we have. We have to see our potential and transform into that version of ourselves, because we have a deadline and our purpose is to leave this world better than the way we found it. Even if it is the smallest little contribution, every little moment counts. It may seem irrelevant, but in the greater scheme of things, our small deeds on this world create the momentum for greater things to come. And our little push can be the beginning of the unimaginable future for the generations to come. One kind word, one smile, one generous moment, one pep talk, one article, one podcast, one letter, one meal, one blanket, and the list goes on. If you reach out to help the world in ways that you can, then the world will reach out to help you. It's an exchange of energy. It's a give and take. It's the balance that we keep hearing about. Transform your life one day at a time into the life you envision. Love your dreams by becoming who you truly are. Get your mind right, feed it with nourishing thoughts and healthy words to encourage you and to help you lift yourself up. Because no matter how many times you fall, you are never falling from the same place. Every time you lift yourself up, you have elevated your strength and your understanding. So the next time you fall, you fall from a different place. And when you get up, it will once again take you to an even deeper level of understanding. How important it is not to focus on the falls, but instead focus on the lessons you learn and the transformation that comes to you each time you pick yourself up. You are stronger than you think. You are wiser than you know. And you are doing so much better than you give yourself credit for. My wish for you is that you see your value even in the darkest times, because you are only one step away from a transformation. You just have to believe in yourself enough to take it. And for goodness sakes, try to enjoy yourself in the process. Have some fun, live, laugh, love, and just live in those little moments that pop up in between all the hard work. Love and lights. This is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you for joining us. I will be right back. I think today has been a good session. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've loved every moment of sharing myself and my changes with you. I think the point of it all is to emphasize on there is no right way or wrong way of making transformations in your life, whether it be mental transformations, physical transformations. There's no right way or wrong way. What is good for you might not be good for me, and what's good for me might not be good for you. So I know my mind has been a war zone for as long as I can remember. So I know that the deeply rooted things need to be sorted out in my mind first before I can tackle them physically. I also know that if I am just feeling a bit low and I'm just having a bad day, that moving my body will lift my spirits emotionally. I know that. I understand that. And I think for you, I just want you to find ways to make the changes or find ways to fill the gaps that you feel are holding you back. And whether you are going for a run or taking a walk and enjoying nature, or, you know, spending time with your family, you know, for me, I think the key is just to do what fits for you, what fits into your life and what feels right to you. At the end of the day, what I think doesn't count. It's about what you think. How do you feel about you? And what do you feel you need to do to fill you more? That's what it's all about. It's about filling yourself with who you are. It's not about filling yourself with who others want you to be. Just fill yourself with you. And just be the best you that you can be. I know I say a lot of things repetitively, but I will continue to repeat myself because I really, really wish for you to be the best you that you can be. And the reason why I do this and the reason why I share myself is because I want you to know that you're not alone in all the challenges that you have. My challenges might not be like your challenges, but you're not alone in your challenges. There are people out there that are facing similar challenges as you, and there are people out there that can help you. And for me, if you have similar challenges to me, the reason why I share them is so that you know you're not alone. The world is full of mysterious things. The world is full of dangerous places. The world is full of love, and the world is full of light. There's a balance of both good and bad. There's a balance of darkness and light. The sun will come up every day, but it will also go down. You will be happy, but you will also be sad. You can't have the good without the bad. Life is going to throw challenges at you. And the key for me is to find the tools that work for you to get yourself through the challenges. And to remember that no matter how hard whatever's in front of you appears to be, you can face it. You should never try to be anybody else but yourself while you're facing challenges. You should never pretend to be anyone else and never ever go against your own moral values. Just be who you are. Yes, there will be consequences because not everybody's going to accept you, but why do you want to be around people that don't accept you for who you are? Why? What's the point? Life is short. We're all going to die. Why are we living in fear of what others are going to think, what others are going to say, what others are going to do? Fix your mind. Love yourself. Fix your heart. Do what makes you happy. For me personally, my peace comes from within. My peace comes from quiet, from meditation, from prayer, from reading. My peace comes from me, from God, from my life, from my inner voice, from my inner being. My peace doesn't come from what my neighbor says and what my family says and what my, you know, my peace doesn't come externally, because external peace is it's not a stable peace. External peace is fickle. Find your peace internally. Find who you are and find what works for you. And don't spend your time around people that are going to judge you for doing what's best for you. Those are not your people. Find new people if that's what you're surrounded by. I think I'm done with my transformation podcast. I had an absolute blast spending time with you, and I am grateful for your time. Thank you for sharing yourself with me, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, and I will see you on episode 26 of my Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I am out. Ciao. I absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope. Apparently, it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these, but unfortunately, bills need to be paid and I have a day job. So, if you believe in me and the work that I do here and my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape or form. Let's be real though. Not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too and listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here. And to me, thank you. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.